Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Joel Hawk. The New Testament reading for today is from Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women, and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men, and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Romans 1:18 through 32 marks a contrast with the teaching of the verse just before it. Whereas in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, and the righteous live by faith, in this text we hear about the wrath of God revealed against human unrighteousness and unbelief, with the result that the unrighteous unbeliever will die in unbelief if they remain constant in their suppression of the truth, their refusal to acknowledge God. And this text makes clear that to acknowledge God is to confess that he is the Creator. We are not ignorant that there is a Creator with eternal power and a divine nature. That has been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made. The heavens and the earth declare the glory of God. But to confess God as Creator means to acknowledge him as the source of true wisdom, the source of what it looks like for his human creatures to live rightly in this world. And that is wisdom we ignore at our own peril. There are natural consequences for such sinful actions, but the ultimate peril for ignoring the truth about God is his wrath over sin, his righteous decree that those who persist in their rejection of him and rebellion against him will be condemned for all eternity. So as this text comes to us as God's people in Christ, it first of all reminds us that much of what passes for the wisdom of this world really is antithetical to the life that God intends for his human creatures. All sorts of misuse and abuse of human sexuality is wrapped up in this, the dishonoring of our bodies that flows from the lusts of our hearts and the dishonorable passions we see acted out in the world around us. But so are all the things listed in the last part of our text. Things like envy, murder, gossip, boastfulness, disobedience to parents, and we might include other authorities, ruthlessness, and so on. This text is a reminder that worldly wisdom will almost always eventually lead us on the truly foolish path in God's sight. But as occurs with the law, this text is also a call to repentance in our own lives, a call to once again acknowledge God's righteous law and decrees. It's a call for us to continue to honor God and give thanks to him and receive true wisdom from him, both the wisdom of faith in Jesus and the wisdom in him that guides and directs our lives with one another in the church, and our lives as God's people in the world around us. It reminds us that while there is forgiveness and grace for repentant sinners, we are called to clearly confess what ungodliness and unrighteousness look like, and the wrath of God that is revealed against them. And we're ultimately led to confess that far too often these and other sins come forth even in our lives. And so ultimately we look ahead to Romans 5, where we hear that we are saved from the wrath of God by the blood of Jesus. We confess that we have practiced many of the sins listed and described here in Romans 1, and we trust that we are only saved by Christ, who is the wisdom and power of God for our salvation. For Christ bore the full wrath of God over our sins in his body on the cross, so that though we are unrighteous, God declares us righteous for his sake. And so that we too might live by faith and give all glory and honor and praise to God, our Creator and our Savior forever. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, mercifully receive the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they both perceive and know what things they ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to fulfill the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.